Thank you very much, Madam Chair. National Vice President, Senator Regina Bunbury, Immediate Past President, Mrs. Shauna Harris-Joseph, Mr. Alvin Thomas, President of the JCI Dominica Senate, JCI Dominica Board of Directors, American Development Council Commissioner, Senator Marita Hyacin, past presidents of JCI Dominica, general members of JCI Dominica, JCI Dominica Senate, honorary members, prospective members, Ms. Queen Thomas, our featured speaker, distinguished guests, the media, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening.
Good evening.
I said good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, thought so. So I'm here to deliver congratulatory remarks, but it's to you. So apologies to the rest of you, I'm not talking to you. Let me start by asking you this question. Why are you here? No need to answer. What is it that brought you to this space tonight? Was it curiosity, a friend's invitation, a call to serve, or was it a quiet voice inside you whispering, there is something more I can do. There's more I can become. Whatever your answer is, I challenge you to hold on to it, because that answer is your why, and your why will shape your entire JCI journey. Tonight is not just an induction ceremony. It is a pivotal moment, a threshold. You're standing at the edge of growth, of purpose, of opportunity. But before you move forward, I need you to answer that question for yourself. Why are you here? Let me share my own why. 5 years ago, I attended a JCI installation ceremony, not as a prospective member, but as a guest performer. Yes, I do say. I was there to perform during the ceremonial passing of the presidential chain, this same one. I didn't fully understand the structure of the speeches, but I felt the power in the moment, the dignity, the legacy, the symbolism of the chain being passed from one leader to the next lit a fire in me. I said to myself, I want to be a part of this. I want that chain. So I tried to join. That first year, I didn't complete the process, but I came back the following year, and this time I stayed. And not only did I stay, that same year, I was immediately elected to serve on the board as Secretary General of 2022, serving under past President Linda Felix. See, I see her at the back. And year after year, I continue to serve, to learn, and to lead. Today, I stand before you as the 2025 local president. In fact, the 9th president since our return in 2016. That is my why. At first, it was a symbolism that drew me in, but what made me say, the endless opportunities, the sense of purpose, the community, the growth. I found a platform that challenged me, stretched me, celebrated me, made me cry, and even made me better. I found family. I found impact. And now, I'm asking you again, why are you here? Why did you stay? Why did you continue after that first moment of joining the organization? Because when the meetings get long, oh, can they get long? When the deadlines feel heavy, when you're pulled out of your comfort zone, hi Desiree, you'll need something deeper than just a title or obligation. You'll need your why to keep you grounded. Your why is the seed of your leadership. It is what turns service into passion, what turns challenges into growth, and what transforms you as just a bystander in the corner, but into a change agent. At JCI, we don't wait for permission. We create our own paths. We don't sit in silence where our communities are in need. We rise with solutions. And we don't settle for just good enough. We pursue excellence relentlessly. We do it the JCI way. Whether your why is youth empowerment, environmental justice, economic development, health advocacy, women's leadership, or simply personal growth, that's okay. There is a space for it here. And there's a community that will support you every step of the way. We believe that leadership is not about being the loudest voice in the room. Ricardo? It's about using your voice to lift others. It's about showing up when it matters, stepping up when it's tough, and staying the course when no one is watching. Your journey will not be easy. You'll be stretched, challenged, and sometimes overwhelmed. Right, Treasurer Samantha? But I promise you, you'll grow. You'll uncover strengths you didn't know you had. You lead teams, spark ideas, serve communities, and leave a lasting impact. But only if you hold on to that why. So I ask you again, why are you here? As your president, my hope for you is this, that your JCI journey becomes more than just another line on your resume. I know some of you had it already. I hope it becomes a chapter in your story where you found your voice, honed your purpose, built lifelong connections, and made your mark on this world. And so tonight, you've received your pins. I implore you to wear them daily, but don't just wear them, own them. Let them remind you of who you are, what you stand for, and the difference that you are here to make. You are not here by accident. You are here because you are ready. And I'll say it again. You are here because you are ready. Let me close with this quote that reflects what JCI is all about. Past President of the United States, John Quincy Adams, once said, "If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader." Tonight, you don't just become a member, you've become a leader, a torchbearer, a builder, a believer. Welcome to JCI Dominica. Let's lead with passion. Let's serve with purpose. And let's build something extraordinary together. Thank you. And on behalf of the board of directors of JCI Dominica and the members that you are now joining, I bid you congratulations.